Check the rock. Hello and welcome to Udcast episode 32. This is Head of School Dan Glass with you once again, recording live in the Sound Lab here at the Brandeis School of San Francisco, exploring the Souls curriculum as we do. The song that begins our Udcast, Check the Rhyme, came on in my car this morning, and the iconic back in the days on the Boulevard of Linden line that is starts a couple of the verses, both from Q-Tip and Fife Dog R.I.P. I was just thinking about, you know, that that line, that idea has been sort of present in the soundscape and the kind of oral world that I have lived in for such a long time now. And actually, my dear friend Jesse, shout out to Uncle Jesse, as he's known in my household, lived for a time on Linden Boulevard in Queens. And you know, when he moved there, it was like exciting for our whole group of friends, thanks to that song. And I was thinking about my daughter Sonia, who was riding in the car with me, and how you know, that that is not so much present in her world, and it was probably new to her. I mean, I'm sure she's heard the song before, but anyway, funny realities of what does and does not get transmitted to our children. Great song, though. Great song. We're going to start today with a poem, as we always do. This is a poem from Ross Gay's National Book Award winning, no, finalist for the National Book Award, did win the National Book Critics Circle Award, Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude. We read the title poem from this collection at the first day of school. I read it to the kids and the families. Beautiful. I mean, just excruciatingly beautiful book of poems. This poem I'm going to read is called Ending the Estrangement. And I was thinking about it because we had our kindergarten welcome evening this week. And, you know, I was meeting these families who are coming in new to the community and, you know, are, you know, starting to form a community together. And we ourselves are going to be in that community as parents with my younger daughter, Alma. And I talked to a dad there, and there was this moment where he was very honest about experiencing a great deal of grief in that moment because his mother had just passed away. And I was thinking about grief and how we carry it and how it carries us through the days. Tanya Lowenthal, our director of admissions, was in the conversation with me as well, and she described the experience as the air becoming very thick around you. This is a poem about grief of sorts. It's so Ending the Estrangement by Ross Gay. From my mother's sadness, which was to me unbearable, until it felt to me not like what I thought it felt like to her, and so felt inside myself like death, like dying, which I would almost have rather done, though adding to her sadness would rather die than do, but by sitting still like what in fact it was, a form of gratitude, which when last it came drifted like a meadow lit by torches of cardinal flower, one whose crimson blooms when a hummingbird hovered nearby, I slipped into my mouth, thereby coaxing the bird to scrawl on my tongue its heart's frenzy, its fleet nectar-questing song, with whom, with you, dear mother, I now sing along. this whole book has this amazing way of articulating emotional experience through the lens of the body that I find really profound. I was thinking about it as well this morning. It's been a tough year in the extended Glass family, actually both sides of my family, the Thomas family and the Glass family. I have three aunts and uncles right now who are grappling with cancer, difficult cancers, and the physical experience of sadness and worry that we feel for those we love is powerful. It's powerful and it's hard. So this today is about being a mensch. It's actually words that I shared with the second grade at their community celebration this morning, which was on the theme of being a mensch in the world. So intuitively, I know what being a mensch is. A mensch is kind and thoughtful and honorable, a good person. She's such a mensch. It's a familiar refrain and one that speaks to a shared understanding of menschlichkeit, or the qualities of menschiness. But because I am curious, I also wonder, where does this word come from? Beyond its meaning, what is its history? Mensch, as it turns out, comes from the German word for person. It's a Yiddish word that became popular in English in the early 20th century, following the big wave of Eastern European Jewish immigration to the United States that began in the 1880s. Another word that had a similar route into English is schlep. Maybe because a lot of those immigrant Jews were mensches who had to schlep their tukuses off to get here and build a life. So a mensch is a person, a human being. But what does it mean to be a human being? I often look to poetry to help me understand the world, but I often look to the weekly Torah portion or parsha. You never know what you'll find there. As the saying goes, you can't step into the same stream twice because the water is always different. So too, I always find that because I bring new questions each time I read Torah, the stories it tells me are different. This week's parsha is Emor, which means speak. There is a great deal in it about priestly rules, how to perform certain rituals, and reminders about doing good work in the world, like setting apart some of what you harvest from your fields for those who have less than you. But Emor is also about the calendar and our holy days. Emor tells us about Shabbat, about taking a moment to rest, to set apart time, to recognize and appreciate what is special. This, I think, is a clue. Being a human being and being a good human being, being a mensch, is about recognizing and appreciating what is special. One of our core values here at Brandeis is chesed, or kindness. Sometimes it's translated as loving kindness or grace. I think chesed is about recognizing and appreciating what is special in ourselves and in our friends. It's about being a mensch. And I think there are a few ways to think about how we do that. The first is a phrase that comes from a different part of the Torah than Emor. And that phrase is B'Tselem Elohim, which means in the image of God, and which we sometimes translate as the spark of the divine that is in us all. What it tells us is that each of us is connected, whether you think of that as connected by God, by a shared spirit, or by our atoms, the science and nature of our beings. B'Tselem Elohim is a recognition that each life and each spirit is special. Each human being you meet is a Shabbat in the world, a special moment that is both separate and connected. Being a mensch and acting with chesed is recognizing and taking care of the spirit of our friends, our brothers and sisters, and even people we do not know. And the good news is that it's pretty easy to do that. You can lift someone's spirit with a smile, with a note of appreciation, with an invitation to play. Another word from the Torah that comes to mind for me is rachamim, or compassion. Rachamim comes from the Hebrew word rechem, which means womb. When we feel compassion for another person, we are recognizing their bodily selves, recognizing that each of us was born, each of us skins our knees sometimes, or feels tired sometimes, or feels hungry. To be a mensch, then, to act with chesed is also to recognize and take care of that part of our shared humanity, to help each other when we fall, to give a friend a hug when their shoulders are sagging, to share our bread with the hungry. So, my friends, I would say to you this. We are not all of us mensches all of the time, but we can all try to be more of a mensch more of the time. And that means acting with kindness. It means taking care of each other in body and in spirit. It means recognizing that each human being is special, just as you are special and full of grace. So with that,
stop.
I wish you all weekends full of recognizing and appreciating, my friends. Shabbat shalom to those of you listening on Shabbat, and hopefully you are spending your Shabbat with many wonderful people who are themselves Shabbats in the world. We'll look forward to being back with you here next week.